ushers to the music ministry. We thank you for all that you do for this house. Miss Monique, Sister Monique back in the sound booth, who works during the week and comes and takes pictures and is documenting this, our history. So we're grateful for that. And my friend, she's been telling me she's coming to church since I started the church. And yesterday they said, Pastor, there's someone that want to see you. And she came busting up in the office. Stand up. We'll just look at you and say hello. That's my friend. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to have a sermonic selection. The next voice that you will hear will be that of Minister Reginald T. Carter, Jr. He is my son in the gospel. He is the first person that was licensed into ministry underneath this mantle. And he's going to come and bless your heart. He probably going to sing first, and if he isn't, he is now, because I asked him to. So when after this selection, he's going to come in his own way and in his own time, and when it comes, just stand up and receive him. Amen? I remember what it was like to be 20. I was teasing him the other day because his car was a little jacked up. And we pressed the button and the whole dashboard fell apart. I just teased him. But I remember what it was like to be in that stage. Amen. And I'm excited because the Lord has given me a glimpse of what he is going to do in this young man's life. So it won't always be a Hyundai, but there's nothing wrong with it. But just know that there is an anointing that is on you. And if you stay in it and you stay with it, God will bless you. He will show up. He will walk with you. He'll go before you. He'll be behind you. He'll be on every side of you. If you just stay faithful, just stay faithful and never forget where you started. Because you'll appreciate that much more where he take you to. Amen. Come on.
I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Oh, you don't know what he done for me. Really love the Lord.
So I call your attention to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. And I'm going to just focus on verses 13 and 14. Earlier, we read 10 through 15. So I'm going to just focus on 13 and 14. And I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, "Know, dear brother and sister, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, thanking you just for one more time, just to get it right. Father God, as I preach, Lord God, I ask that you touch these lips of clay, that I preach your word and not my word. Take this little boy's lunch and feed this great multitude. This is my prayer. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our collective hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God. You are my strength and my redeemer. My subject today is stay in the race. The book of Philippians is a prison epistle. It is a letter written by the Apostle Paul while he was anticipating his release from prison. The Apostle Paul expounds on many great joys of a Christian or believer. And he encourages the church to press forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Now note, Paul shares with us in his testimony in verses 13 and 14 when he says that we should be reaching forth unto those things which are before. And that we should be pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In these verses, Paul is not speaking about our past. And Paul is not saying that we should go backwards. But Paul is simply saying that we should reach and move forward and press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, I want you to know that Paul was a man that was dominated by pride, who thought religious and academic achievement was enough to stay in the race. Paul had a confrontation with Jesus, or as we say in today's time, he had a meeting of the minds with Jesus on the road to Damascus, and learned that religious and academic achievement was not the way to stay in the race. But the way to stay in the race was living a permanent lifestyle in Christ Jesus was. I have come to let someone know to stay in the race. Listen, no matter how hard life may get, and how things may weigh you down.
Amen.
You must lift up your eyes unto the hills, from which cometh your help, and know that your help cometh from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. And I'm going to pause right there, because I think it's very important that I stop right there, because on Tuesday in Bible study, we learned something very important. And I think it's very important that we go to Sunday school and Bible study to learn God's word. But we learned about Job. And we learned about how God agreed to allow Satan to destroy Job's life. And I tell you, Satan did that. But the good news is Job remained loyal to God. And I tell you, in this day and time, you don't have folks that want to remain loyal to God. You got individuals in the church house that don't like to come faithfully. You got those that coming that just complaining and doing nothing.
Well,
but I stopped by to tell you, you must be faithful in everything that you do.
Yeah.
How are we to be good stewards and not do what God has called us to do? There's no way that we can come to the house of God Sunday after Sunday and not learn and be faithful. Somebody say, "Brother preacher, what does it mean to stay faithful?" As Christians, or believers, we should know that we can't fall from grace, but we fall into God's grace. Note, God's grace is unearned and unmerited to the believers. Some may say, "Brother preacher, what can we do to stay faithful to God, who loves us so generously and freely?" Well, church, I'm glad that you asked. If you won't talk to me, I'll talk to myself for a moment. I tell you, you must pray without ceasing. You must love him. You must read his word and apply it to your life. We must obey his commandments
and live holy and righteous before him.
Amen.
Listen, Paul has illustrated for us believers that after having received God's grace, that our responsibility is to return full effort to God by striving for perfection in moral, ethical, and spiritual areas of our lives. Note again, once you follow after these rules, know that you're ready for the race. I want you to know that our beloved Apostle Paul did not struggle against sin. He did not struggle against fear. And he did not struggle against doubting. But Paul felt as though that he was able to accomplish it all alone without God. But here, Paul realized that he has to persuade us Christians and believers to follow God's example for us. Note for us believers, our past is dead, buried in the waters of baptism. With that being said, we must make progress by not following sin, but by growing in God's love, producing the fruit of God's Spirit, putting on Christ, reading his word, and meditating on it every day, which helps us by perfecting his image in us. I want to encourage someone today to stay in the race, the race that God has set before you. I want you to know that while you're in the race, there are going to be some people that's going to talk about you. They may say that you're a holy roller, you're phony, you're a hypocrite, or you're a demon in sheep's clothing. But I want you not to look at the things that man say, but look to God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Stay in the race. Some things in life, like those things, we should pay attention to, because God knows our heart. There are going to be things that may tempt you while you're in the race, such as your flesh, your friends, your co-workers, your church family, your preachers, or the world. But know that in everything, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says the best, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm encouraging you to know that the race is not going to be easy. There was a point in time in my life I felt like giving up. And I thought all hope was gone. But then the Lord whispered in my ear. And Ecclesiastes 9 and 11 came to me. And he said, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. But he who endures to the end. While you're racing, no, you may sometimes be like David and have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. But while you're waiting, don't give up. Not while you're in this race. Because Paul didn't give up when he had the meeting of the minds with Jesus. He learned something in his life and moved forward with it. Know that our time is not God's time. God hears us every time we cry to him. Each day, we must press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to know, and I don't want you to get too excited, but I want you to know that our prize is not money.
All right.
Our prize is not man-made. It is simply the crown of righteousness that is laid up for you and I.
Yes, sir.
For we must seek the heavenly treasure that will not fade away. Each day our goal is to run towards the mark. Brethren, keep running. Brethren, stay faithful. Brethren, look to Jesus, who is your strength. Brethren, keep running. Stay faithful. And if you look to Jesus, know that he'll give you the strength. Give you the strength, you and I, to endure through the race. But I close in the words of the songwriter. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, I'm all I have ever to endure. I want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Those are the only words that I want to hear. I'm not worried about anything else in his life.
Come on, Lord.
Because I can't take none of it with me.
Well,
but at the end of the day, I want to hear him say, well done.
Well done.
Thy good and faithful servant. When he say those things, I know I'm with him. I know I'm with him, and I did everything that I had to do while staying in the race. Let us stand. If there's one under the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus, today is the day of salvation. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Tomorrow is not promised. So while you have a chance, accept it. Romans 10:9 says, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that he has been risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Those are encouraging words. Your works can't get you into heaven. Money can't get you into heaven. But simply by accepting the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior will get you into heaven. If there's one, we'll receive you by letter, by baptism, or by Christian experience. Is there one? You may be seated. God bless you. Right now, as they prepare to go back to school,
God, we ask that you would just be a hedge of protection all around us. Father God, we ask that you would go before them and clear the way. God, we ask that you would go behind them and protect them from the backside and just surround them with your presence and your love. Father God, let them know that they're not alone, that you'll never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them. God, just go before them so that everybody that come in contact with them, let them know that these are your children. Everybody that preach to them, everybody that teach to them, everybody that ministers to them, everybody that come in contact with them, God, let them treat them in a way that is worthy of being treated. So God, let them know that you love them, let them know that you protect them, let them know that whatever it is that they need, that you have already taken care of them. Father God, we ask that you would bless the households that they reside in, from the top to the bottom and the side to the side. Bless those that are responsible for parenting them. Bless the finances of their homes, God. Bless the relationships that surround these children, because this is our future. And if we don't stand with them, the streets will. So God, we claim them right now. We claim them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against them shall ever prosper. So God, let them know that you're with them, that you'll never leave them, that you'll never forsake them, and that all they need to do is just stay in communication with you. Let them know that you're only a prayer away. Let them know that you're only a mumble or a groan away. Let them know, God, that there is a praying body of believers that stands in agreement with them, that whatever their needs are, that they'll be met in Jesus' name. We claim it and we receive it as already done. We say amen. We say amen. Amen.
Rest, rule, and abide with us. And you don't